Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Folks, that's what we're up against, and it is the demonic strategy of the devil who loves to kill and destroy. God can change and heal and restore and make anybody brand new. And that's the power of the gospel. And we must proclaim that gospel in a broken sexual society.
The truth is, God loves us and He knows what we are like. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young finishes his message from confusion to clarity with proven truth to help you stand firm in these trying times for our nation. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. But before we get to today's message, we want to tell you about a timely new sermon series from Dr. Young called The Church Awake. In the midst of our decaying world, this series sounds an inspiring call for the church to wake up and be engaged in our culture with clarity and conviction on the issues that matter, standing firmly on truth instead of bowing to the whims of the world. We'll send you this series as our thanks for your gift to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and others all over the world through this program. So call today to request The Church Awake when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, From Confusion to Clarity.
Why is the church so obsessed with sex, says all of those in all the sexual relationships we see around us? Why is the church so obsessed with sex? I'm going to tell you why. It's because God is holy. It's because sex is holy. That's why the church is obsessed with sex, because sex itself is holy. Do you realize that when a husband and wife comes together and you enter into the secret garden and intimacy of a personality, one flesh, two become one, in that mystical union, God, in expressing love in marriage, combines two things, power and pleasure. Pleasure in procreation and power in creation, because when two come together and there is a new birth, there is created, think about it clearly, plainly, there is created a life made in the image of God that will last forever. Nobody will ever be a part of a bigger miracle than that as long as we live. Sex is holy. Sex is sacred. So we live our marriage out of the boundaries that God has given us biblically as to how marriage functions. Does it sound like a bad thing to anybody? Oh man, I've got to cherish. No, that's the way God designed it. That's the way it's to operate. Now, let's look at a marriage that is living outside of God's boundaries. Two people that do not know God and have not received Jesus Christ and are getting married without having the same playbook, the Bible, without operating on the same principles. I don't see how that marriage lasts for 30 seconds. It really doesn't. Because of infidelity, because of neglect, because of so many infinite number of reasons, because I don't see how they can work, certainly not as God designed them, with cheering and cherishing, because you operate on different principles. You seek life. You're saying, well, I'll say love as long as I get what I want from my wife or I get what I want from my husband. We think love is just a noun and it's something you do. It's an action. Till death do you part. Man, and it grows in intensity and joy and confidentiality. It just continues to explode before us. Marriage. Even a heterosexual marriage is not functioning properly outside the boundaries that God has given us, clearly in biblical truth. Homosexual marriage. First of all, I think that's a misnomer. I don't think there's such a thing as a homosexual marriage. God defined marriage. Man, a woman, a man, a woman. He didn't stutter. He didn't back up. He just said that is the definition of marriage, and any other relationship there, even though it's been legitimized by the law of the land, is not really marriage itself. It cannot function because once same-sex marriage came into law, why not have two wives, three husbands? You know, why? You see, the purpose of all of our woke philosophy is to do away with marriage and to flatten it out where all kind of sexual promiscuity is open and legal, and don't bother me, it's what God has made me like. They even blame God for all the evil disparities that are there. Now, let's look at the general sweep of sexuality in America today. Do you remember about a month ago I told you that we looked up on the internet and discovered there were 68 different expressions of gender and sexuality? You remember that? That was on Monday, and I looked it up again on Thursday, and it became 72. Now, that's been a month ago. But I looked it up this past week, this past Thursday, and there have been four more additions. Now, folks, this is a tragic idea. It is a tragic situation in our culture today, and it breaks my heart. And I'm not standing here to be super pious, but we need to understand that every single person in this room who are alive in the 21st century, we have all been fooled and lied to in different ways in the sexual area. We all stand up and say, guilty as charged. Don't move away from that. So therefore, we see these who have been abused, and these who are confused, and these who think somehow their body doesn't measure up to their mind, and all this dysphoria that we see all around us. Let me tell you, it absolutely breaks my heart. And I say to every person, whatever your confusion is, whether it's adultery or fornication or one of these multiplicity of sexual relationships that we see abroad today, I love you. God loves you. God cares. He loved all of us when we ventured into the far country, and His love is unchanging. It is eternal. And He wants to love us all the way back to sameness so we can learn how to live inside of God's boundaries. In all of this, we saw these beautiful children here. We see teenagers in our choir. We have kids, thousands of them were part of our church. And we see how in public education, so many times there are those who are absolutely voicing the words of Satan as they try to confuse our children in the classroom and in every other arena of life. And that is a great tragedy in our culture. It must stop. And let me tell you, the thing that perhaps is most discouraging to me, let me read a little bit of passages that most of us are familiar with about this confusion of sexuality and gender. Read no better in Romans chapter number 1. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged natural function for that which is unnatural. In the same way also, the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved, reprobate mind. One other passage I think is important to this. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 6. But the one who joins himself to the Lord is one agent with him. Flee immorality, run. Every other sin that an individual commits is committed outside the body, but the immoral man sins against his own body. Do you not know your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you? This moves me to particularly where we are, our children are today. It's the transgender movement you may or may not be aware of. It's hard to rate the deadliest one, but you have to rate sin in some degree because sexual sin is outside the body, but it affects inside the body. So it is way up there in the harm that it gives. Particularly for young girls, this whole idea, we went through a lot with our children. You go back a few years ago, anorexia, bulimia, that was a big thing. Then they went through cutting, which was so hard to understand. And now you have this belief that among many teenage girls especially, and even young children, when they go and express some idea that I'm a girl, but I was supposed to be a boy, and they go through this wanting to transition, and the great immorality of our day is that doctors, psychologists, psychiatrists, counselors say, well, it's relatively an easy step. And now a large income to the medical practices of this world today comes from taking a girl and seeing a double mastectomy, giving steroids, testosterone shots, saying, well, you can be that which you were designed to be, only your body was mistaken by the Creator. Let me tell you something, folks. There's a lot of evil in this world. Abortion being number one, but right there is the mutilating of these children when they're not prepared to make that kind of decision. And worse than that, they hide it from their parents in the school. They change their pronouns and say, we'll keep this confidential thing between you and me. It is a deadly blight upon our culture. And then they turn around and there's a disruption and a destroying of female sports. Here's boys and men who are competing as a transgender personality. And now all of a sudden, all the records in female sports are being broken. And that is the result of stepping outside of how God wants a human to function. That's where we are. And the good news, there's a little bit of it. Some are waking up and being bold enough to speak the truth in love and say, this is nonsense, it's not according to God, and it's destroying the culture in which we live. I am encouraged. The CEOs, university chancellors and presidents, board members, A few churches, even if that's possible, though most have already sold out to the devil when you move out from under the authority of the Word of God. I don't care. That's what happens. That's what's happened to our churches. And on top of this, which is, if a child comes with dysphoria, teachers, counselors are taught, don't try to correct them. You know, just go along. The prefrontal cortex of your mind has not been developed until you are an adult. If a teenage girl comes with anorexia and they look in the mirror and say, I'm too fat, anorexia kills a lot of kids. We know that statistically. We say, well, you're not too fat. No, it's ridiculous. How you see yourself is wrong. And we wait for a while, and most of them come through this. And it's true with dysphoria. If they wait just a few years, they will come through this. And then you see young girls particularly are vulnerable to this. Any female here knows how awkward it is to go through those transitional ages from 12, 13, when everything changed with your body. You feel so awkward, you feel so clumsy, you feel so ugly. Egocentricity, know that word? A child gets to be 2 years old, they are a victim of egocentricity. It's all about them. They don't think there's anybody in the world. You don't believe that? A child will say, look, you can't see me now. Why? Egocentricity. It's all about them. But when they get to be about four, they move, they recognize other people, and they grow up. And the egocentricity, it diminishes until they get to be about 12 or 13. It comes back. Physiologically, true. And that's when these young children are so, so vulnerable. The problem we have to communicate is it's not the body that's mixed up. They just have to grow up. And we know that 85% of them who go through this, they go back to normality. But in the meantime, mom and dad, you had better be alert. It can come and strike out of the clear blue because the internet, because influence in the schools. And all of a sudden, where a awkward age of transition here between a girl is so tough anyway, but then they say, you know, a friend would say, you know, I may have supposed to have been a boy. Maybe we should transition. And there are all kinds of demonic cheerleaders there grooming kids to fall into this deadly trap. And they hear that, and all of a sudden, they are love bombed. All of a sudden, where they weren't invited, they weren't improved, they weren't in the right group, I wasn't accepted, he doesn't like me, I don't have any boyfriends, I'm struggling in school. They say, well, I may be trans. Oh, that is great. And they're bombed, they have a new group, they have assurance, they have applause, and therefore they're caught up in this demonic thing that we're going through right now in epidemic proportions in our society. You see how it works? And we say, well, what's the matter with mom and dad? If that happened to me, let me tell you what your therapist would probably tell you. Well, you know, your daughter, it seems like she is supposed to be a boy, and if you don't go along with this, she may take her own life. Oh, yes, that's the line. I can document this 100 times. And therefore, they ask you as a parent, do you want to have a dead girl or maybe a transition boy? And this is somebody who is an authority on sexuality and has 15 different degrees. Folks, that's what we're up against, and it is the demonic strategy of the devil who loves to kill and destroy. There are several good books out I recommend for parents. I hope you'll find one and immerse yourself in it and be on the alert for it. But let me tell you the good news. It's really fabulous news. for all of us. Do you not know, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6, do you not know that the righteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Spirit of our God. That is the message we must bring. Now, let me put a little parenthesis down here. Did you know if you are certified as a counselor and someone came to you with dysphoria, or they said they're engaged in some of these aberrations of sexuality, that you as a counselor cannot help them? Oh yeah, absolutely, you cannot help them. You'll lose your license. You'll not be affirmed by the state of Texas. Yeah, oh yeah, I'm not, this is true. Well, what do you do? And then on the other side of this, if anybody puts up a warning sign and say, here's a boundary there, you also will be in trouble. In other words, they've got both ends. Don't say no up front. Let them follow their heart. Don't try to help afterwards, or you're breaking the law, and it'll be called hate speech. There's a lot of places. Most of the rest of the world, what I've said today, hopefully is biblical truth. If I would say this, it would be called hate speech, and it's love speech. It's love. Because God can change and heal and restore and make anybody brand new. And that's the power of the gospel. And we must proclaim that gospel in a broken sexual society.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
1 Corinthians 13:12. We don't yet see things clearly. We're squinting in a fog, peering through a mist. It won't be long before the weather clears and the sun shines bright. A man I know in my city grew up at the foot of the Matterhorn in the Alps. One summer, his family decided to vacation there to see all the sights they had been hearing about for years. They arrived in the evening and checked into a room facing the mountain. The next morning, they were disappointed to find the mountain hidden by a dense fog. But just a few hours later, they opened the curtains to a breathtaking view. The majestic Matterhorn in all of its grandeur. We cannot see anything clearly on this side of heaven. We walk around on earth in a proverbial fog. But as we grow in Christ, the fog lifts and our vision clears until the day we walk into the breathtaking glory and grandeur of heaven. There, every day is a clear day, and we can see forever.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's message has been an encouragement to you, and we'd love to strengthen you further with a brand new series by Dr. Young called The Church Awake. We can all agree the world is broken, and in this timely new series, Dr. Young equips you to be the salt and light Jesus calls you to be by engaging our decaying culture on some of today's most controversial issues. This series is our thanks for your gift to support and keep this program going strong. So call now to request The Church Awake when you give to reach more people with the proven truth of God's Word. Thank you. Call 1-800-350-WALK. That's 1-800-350-9255. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. And join us next time right here on The Winning Walk.